Hello everyone, thanks for waiting. Yeah, I'm late. Anyway, yeah, today I'll do a quick live today. I'll do like 15 minutes, 20 minutes, a quick one because I have some announcement to share. And before I share, maybe is my voice okay? Because I'm not using any mic. Is my voice okay, guys? If you can hear, just type something lah. Hi everyone. Yes, thank. Okay, hi. Okay, very good. Okay, means you can hear me loud and clear. Very good. Okay, so as you all know, later at this weekend, I think we should have near to about 100 people attending the today's online program. And I think the objective for today's webinar is today's live stream is to let you all know that I have an upcoming webinar at 9 o'clock later. That's the reason why I can only do a quick like 15 to 20 minutes announcement, like property updates, all this, because at later at 9 o'clock I will be doing a webinar by and also to encourage everyone for those people who are not already in the market. So I took down a few pointers today. So these are things that I have prepared to share now lah, before we enter the webinar later. So the webinar link is at this top right corner. So in order to watch the webinar, you need to register before you can watch lah. Okay, so first of all, okay, the first pointer I want to share with you is I hope that everyone can be in the property market because this is how you make money from out. This is how you make money lah. Because I have people who say that, oh, they haven't bought and they have sold their property, they haven't buy anything yet. So if you have sold something and you haven't entered the property market, means you are out of the market. And I think one of the biggest mistakes that most people do is they sell already and didn't buy back. So this is a boo-boo strategy that you shouldn't do for your own portfolio. So after you have sold something, you need to buy back something. So you need to go back to the market again. And of course, if you are even better, you are doing better than I mean, if you can achieve. So instead of one property, you can buy two properties. That's even better. Then means both of you are in the market together. So hi guys. Hi Marcus, Alvin, Lucky Egg. These are the thank you for coming to the webinar. Hey. What webinar? I keep mixing up because later is webinar. So thank you for attending this live. Okay, so there's a few things I want to quickly share because I only have like 15, 20 minutes. So first of all is the property market. How's the property market moving? So most importantly, as I say last live, which is last week, I shared that there's many people going to buy properties these few months because these are the hot months of the calendar year, whereby exam almost coming but not coming yet. So this period of time, like especially like July, August, September, October, these good 4 months, there'll be a lot of transactions. Then of course when it comes to like November, December, holiday season, people worry about their kids results, then the transaction volume will be slightly lesser lah. Okay, so that's the reason. If today you are ready to buy something, I really encourage everyone to start something today lah, because that's the reason people come for the 2 days program. Because what I want them to do, all the participants who is attending this weekend's program, is I want everyone to start hunting or preparing to buy their first or second property, whatever, next week. Because the course is Saturday, Sunday, then Monday onwards, they start to find already lah. Where got wait one, guys? Because as I say many times, good properties actually appreciate like maybe 100,000 a year. These are 100,000 a year is for purchasing price of 1.5 to 2 million. Then I mean good ones for this range, you make about 100,000 per year in good times. So if you think that market is bad lah, oh then just buffer lah, maybe 80,000 a year lor. I am referring to good properties. I ignore all the shitty properties out there. So this is the first pointer that I hope that everyone can quickly go into the market rather than keep waiting. I don't know what you wait for, because some of you actually send me your savvy access worksheet for me to see and advise what you can do based on your portfolio. If you want the link, the spreadsheet, how you can get, you can same thing. You have my company's number. If you don't have my company's number, then too bad for you. Yeah, my company's number is 860-606-670. Okay, so you can, so it's WhatsApp. Don't message my people. So you can ask my team for the spreadsheet whereby they will ask you to do up the spreadsheet. Then I can help you advise and tell you what you can do for your portfolio. So actually, every time when people send me their spreadsheet, I see that hey, actually most of you are doing well. It's just that you just don't do. I don't know why you don't do. Is it because you have no guts? Is it because you have no time? Is it because you are too busy with your daily work and you are busy building portfolio for yourself? I don't know. So what I always educate people is it's just to own your two properties and that's it. I mean, once you have two residential properties, I'm referring residential, not your industrial or commercial property. So once you have your two residential property, you are like 90, you are better than 90% of people there. So just get your two done, then walao, then done already lah. Then you can focus on your career and family ma. Okay, and then talking about property market will continue to grow because there's a few things I want to share. There's some news. And the good news to you, for those people who attend this 2 days program, which is September, which is like this weekend, you will be the last batch of the year that I will revealing all the top new launches for this year because the year is ending. So you are in time to find out what's my last top new launch for the year. Whereas for those people who cannot make it for September, the next one is November. Then of course, people who attend the November one, you will be preparing to buy, sell, buy, and you will achieve it in 2026. I mean, it takes time for you to prepare. Okay, so that's a good news if you are attending the webinar later. And the good news to you, I'm going to give a lot of good discount if you are coming for the webinar. So if you have time later, 1.5 hours, let me brainwash you, share with you some jokes. Then if you think that this is good, then please come together with you and your spouse so that you can do it together. So one of the challenges why people are not rich in property investment or in property or any kind of investment is because they don't have a supportive spouse. So this is the most important factor you need. You need a supportive spouse, a line of direction together so that you can work towards building the portfolio together. The word is together because everyone can only own one. You can't own two unless you want to pay, you want to contribute to nation building by paying ABSD, you're more than welcome. But if not, one each, husband one, wife one, if your kid more than 21 years old, then can buy one. Everyone can only buy one. So buy the best one. Okay, so now let's go into some news. Let's select a tab. Okay, entire screen. Entire screen. I just go through quick. Okay. What I want to share here today is okay. So can you see my screen? I don't know whether you can see my screen. Can I? Okay. I just assume you can see my screen. Okay. So quickly, is this a good deal? So you see that there's always record breaking. This time round is a 3-room flat record breaking in Punggol, 570,000. Is this a good deal? So let's go back to it. Stop sharing. Don't stop first. So we have the 3-room flat, 500 over 1,000, and still got what? Share. Then we have a Jelly Boo, Bukit Panjang, my favorite place, Bukit Panjang, 4-room flat sold record 868,000. 5-room flat, Tampines Central 8 sold record high 1.068 million. So what does this tells you? Is the market bad? So these are some of the things that I'll look out. These are some of the things that I will look into to see whether a property market is doing good or bad. So number one, interest rate. We all know interest rate is cheap like shit. Number two, HDB record prices here. Yeah, there's always like record prices here and there. There you have. Then of course we have like GLS prices are market value decent, not like below market value thing, not like below transacted below market value, which I'll go share later. So these are some of the signs. Yeah, I'm looking for this word. These are some of the signs whereby property market is doing well. Because if the property market is not doing well, you won't have every few days or few weeks you have record prices of HDB flats selling at a record price. So this is a few. So just now we have what? I forgot what's the place. We have Punggol, Bukit Panjang, and Tampines. So these three areas, these are the three news that you have seen today. So property market, continue to do well. So that's why, guys, please, I mean, I don't care whether the deal is a good deal or bad deal for the buyer or the seller, but you can see that there's demand in the property market. So even there are prices which is like very high. Example, I saw some news. So that one I crossed, I shared that already. Then the other thing that another sign, which is quite a rare sign, is when you have en bloc. You see freehold development Star Point. I don't even know where is Star Point. Collective sale at 50 million. These are some of the good signs. And where is this place? It's in my favorite place. It's at my favorite place, located at Pasir Panjang. Pasir Panjang, my favorite. Okay, so and what? Then of course people were to ask me like, you see, 3-bedder in Sentosa sold for a loss 2.357 million. 3-bedder Sentosa sold at a loss 2.357 million. 1-bedder District 9 sold at a loss 400,000. Wow, crazy. Okay, So this is the next question. When you see people buy, when you see the seller making a loss, so do you think it's a good time for you to enter such property, or you should avoid such property? There are two types of people. One is they will avoid. One is they want to prove me wrong. They want to buy because they got metal balls. Of course, whatever you buy, hey everyone, this is something you share. Everyone, you must understand your Hua Kui leader. Ingredient, the one of the ingredients for the hua kui is sweet one, not salty. Understand? So if you buy bad properties or overseas property and you make money, I am happy for you. I'm not those people who are salty, then say, oh you make money, I skeptical. No. I'm very happy as long you make money for yourself, you have take some, you took risks, you make money. I am very happy for you. I just don't like to see people losing money in all kinds of investment. So guys, I am not as I'm not xian one. I'm not salty one. I'm a very sweet hua kui with the right ingredient. So stop putting salt into your hua kui. You'll turn out a salty person. Yes, okay. And then I will share. Okay, so which one? So will you? So guys, this question: will you buy Sentosa and the 1-bedder? Or these are some things that you can also learn. Should we buy Sentosa? Should we buy 1-bedder? This is also another question you should ask yourself. Because got people help you buy and people help you lose already. Okay. Then still got what to share. Then now talk about GLS. Sorry, today I'm going to move a bit fast. Because some of you say I talk, then a lot, never talk the main point, so I'm going to share main point. GLS, okay, wait, let me cross this. GLS, lie, okay, so share screen, okay. Okay, so this is the latest news. Oriental Pacific bought what $692 per square feet per property show for the Sembawang Road EC site. So I don't know where is the Sembawang Road EC site. So anyway, Canberra, let's go to Australia. Australia here. Okay, so this orange color plot is the next upcoming EC. So as and from here we have this indicator whereby if the entrance is here, I don't know where maybe you go and walk, then to the MRT is about 700-800 meters away. Or if let's say you stay at the tip here, from the tip, let's say you can cross like that. Will be another like 500-600 meters. It's quite far in my opinion. So anything more than 500 is very far to me. So 600 over plus per square feet is not really cheap, because in better areas it's only 700 plus. So this area, no MRT, 600 near $700. It's a bit on the high side, in my opinion. So So from here, we can say that prices is a bit on the high side lah. Okay, never mind. We still got one more GLS. I'm going to share all these. These are important news so that to give you, your sweet hawkway leader is to give you guts so that you can go and buy as soon as possible, because many of you is getting cuter and cuter and still thinking what's yeah. Okay, and then of course the latest one is a Chencharu one. Your first time and a few years later, people when you ask people, hey, where you stay? Oh, I stay in Chencharu. It's called CCR. You don't have money to buy CCR. You can buy Chencharu next time. And tire screen. Then we have the Evia real estate. Evia bought this mixed use at Chencharu close, $980 per square feet per plot ratio. So I go and check the color. The color of the you know what color Chencharu. This is my favorite website. So it's a blue color. Blue color plot is a real commercial and residential plot, which means it's like a real shopping mall. I'm going to do some research. This Chencharu close, they have about 13,000 square meters of commercial space, which is your shopping mall. And if I work out to square feet, it's about 140,000 square feet. 140,000 square feet of shops. Which is, hey everyone, you want to make a guess? It will look like, I mean, the shopping mall will look like what next time? Like, which mall will it look like once Chencharu close is completed? Chencharu, where is Chencharu? Chencharu is CCR, ma, Chencharu. So I did some research about the shopping mall size. Everyone, are you interested in shopping mall size? Shopping mall, where's my research? I give me some time. Okay. I got the list already. Okay, so as you all know, Chencharu Close has about 140,000 square feet of retail space. So something alike I can find. Okay, don't tell you the right answer first. Okay, something that is alike is Sengkang Grand Mall. No, not alike. Something not alike is Sengkang Grand Mall, because Sengkang Grand Mall is around 109,000 square feet of commercial space. So your Chencharu is 140,000. So I found something very close. Park Town, those people who like to buy Park Town, Park Town. So now you have the Park Town of the North called Chencharu. You know Park Town? Park Town. Okay, so some fun fact. Park Town commercial space is about 146,000. Chencharu Close is about 140,000. Quite close lah. 6,000 plus difference. So a few shops lesser only. So there are some other shops like Woodleigh Mall. Woodleigh Mall is about 206,000. So definitely bigger lah. Pasir Ris 8, 250,000 square feet. PLQ, 340,000. Then of course we talk about those like City Square Mall, 450,000. Then next like Xiao Wan, I think the whole of Northeast Line people, they are all there. If my research is correct, the next shopping mall is about 634,000 square feet. Then Vivo, I think I go and Google, they say Vivo is 1 million. Maybe. Then of course we have some small mall. So how Chencharu? Okay, the Chencharu mall, something alike which is completed. We have like White Sand in the east, the Pasir Ris one. White Sand, that one, White Sand is about 150,000 square feet. Then your Chencharu close 140,000. So it's quite alike. White Sands, Hougang Mall is bigger, yeah. Hougang Mall 165,000 square feet. Hougang Mall 165,000 square feet. Tampines Mall 356,000 square feet. Everyone, give me a clap, like the video, I do a lot of research, just to entertain you all, and have some fun. Okay, so I need to prepare. So you see, we left like 2-3 minutes. Okay, I'm going to share like 1 more minute. I'm going to stop here because I'm going to do webinar at 9 o'clock. So if you've got time, go ahead and attend my webinar, which I'll be sharing what I'm going to teach in the 2 days program this weekend. So I really encourage everyone to give me your 2 days for me to help you bake your hot cake with the right ingredient by buying the right property. And I think many of you have so much potential. It's just that no one unleashed for you. Let your hua kui leader unleash the hotness in your life, can or not? So, but you need to help yourself first, lah. So you see, you have everything. I'm ready for you. I have prepared everything for you. You just need to take action, say yes, then you just do ready, lah. Then instead of wait, keep on looking at people make money. So so I'm gonna so it's a good 20 minutes I'm gonna share. So thank you guys. I hope that all these updates is good for you and to give you some encouragement and give you guts to start your property portfolio. Okay, so guys, see you all. You want to ask me questions also can, but later lah, 9 o'clock. So I see you. Remember to register before you can watch. So if you miss tonight, never mind. I got one more Thursday, and the Thursday one is the last one before the class starts in Saturday and Sunday. So guys, see you later at the webinar. See you. Okay, I'll see you. Bye.